I'm Ethel Lubinsky, and I live at 1214 Kingston Drive in Mississauga. I was in 1976 or 76, I don't exactly know the year, but I was walking with my friend late at night to get some milk, and as we were walking on the street, I always look at the sky, and I saw these three objects playing, and they were in colorful, green, yellow, and red. And they were going like hovering up and down, going up real fast and down and across and sideways. And I thought, well, gee, that looks like a yo-yo's playing, right? And I thought, hey, you got to be spaceships. There's no planes. I can't hear you. But the sky was beautiful. It's clear. And I was just going to say to my girlfriend who was walking with me, because she couldn't see it, because she never said nothing to me. And I was going to say, Betty, look, there's UFOs in the air. And as soon as I was thinking to say it, they just, whoop, they diminished. Just like they knew I was going to tell her to look at the sky. And that was my story. And I wasn't fighting or anything, but I watched it for quite a while as we were walking, maybe for 10 minutes. And then my mom told me in 1967, after my dad died in September, in the fall time, later in the fall, it had to be sometimes in October, they were going on the highway from Roblin, Manitoba to Yorkton, Saskatchewan, where we lived 3 miles west of on the farm from Yorkton. And all of a sudden, there was such a bright light, and the car stopped on the highway. And they were going home late at night. The car stopped, and just like, and my friend didn't stop, right? My brother was driving. He didn't stop, but the car stopped. And they got so frightened, the light was so bright, that it was hard on the eyes. And then all of a sudden, it went away, just disappeared, and the car started, and they went home. But they said they were very frightened, whatever that bright light was. And they didn't report it to nobody. And they lived in Yorkton, about 3 miles east of Yorkton, Saskatchewan. And that's it. And I thought I'd let you know about this. I'm not afraid of UFOs. I've seen them. I feel I've seen them. And I'm sure I've seen them, and I'm sure they know we've seen them. Thank you. And they didn't, Mom said, she doesn't think Frank reported to anybody. She didn't. She just told me, and she told a few friends, and told my aunt in Manitoba, which they both have died since. Sure, there's a lot of sight of the UFOs. I know we used to watch, we lived in Weston before we came here. It was 1960s, 1960. And if you lay down in the backyard on a chair and just looked at the sky, and it's a marvelous thing what you can see. People don't even realize, even the clouds, how beautiful they look and how they can form and what things they form. But we see the satellites going by. At a certain time, every night, you see the satellite going across. You saw it coming from the south, and it disappeared in the north. And we lived here once a long time ago. My son was born in 1949, and he was 16 years old. He went to work on a tobacco field, so that would be 16 from 49. So that would be 15, 4, 5, 6, 65? 9, 15, 4, 5, 65? Is that about the years he was being about 60, in by the year 65, 64, maybe? And we were walking, and we went to the shopping mall, and there's no lights, right? Because it was dark, and all of a sudden the sky lit up. I tell you, I was so frightened. My husband was working in the Sault Ste. Marie that time, and my son was in Drumbo, Ontario, working a tobacco field, got himself a job after. I didn't believe it, but he said he wanted to go, so he didn't want to say, what could you say? And my mother's son and my two daughters were walking from the thing. They thought the end of the world came. That's what my daughter said. Mommy, I was so frightened, I thought it was the end of the world. And you know, that light just zoomed across the trees, just a tree line here, like the trees are still here. And it disappeared. It came from the, that's the south to the north, that's the direction. And you know what they said? It was nothing. But I'm sure it was falling like a meteor or a spaceship. A spaceship, because it was long. Like, I've seen in Sault Ste. Marie, we went to the Algoma Steel Plant, and you were able to go up and see the steel was so hot in that part, but don't let the people normally go through, right? But the man who was the big one, those big bosses up there, showed us that the steel, I never knew the steel would be so hot, it'd be pure white. Have you ever seen steel like that? Well, it's pure white. If somebody told me that, I would say, that's not true, but that's how it was. And I saw this thing go by, and it was like a long thing, maybe, I don't know how long, maybe as long as our house or maybe more. And it was just flying just above the tree level when it lit up the sky. And then all of a sudden it just went dark again because we were walking in the dark. And no, my daughter says, Mommy, I thought it was the end of the world. And I said, and I thought about your daddy and today was not enough. That's what I thought about, really. Mm-hmm. We're so far apart and something is happening. And how can night light up? And then they said it was a falling meteor. I think it's they're full of crap. I thought you were liars. Then there's some, you know, at that time they didn't let you go to certain places by Barry Way. Sometimes they closed up some land because they say the meteor fell there. I don't think it was a meteor. I think it was a spaceship. Because it was long, like a tube, right? I mean, you're frightened, right? So you can, but I know it was long, and I know it was white. It was, and you could see the flames around it, like, you know, like you, how would you say? Like you're on fire, right? The house is on fire. You see the flames outside of the building, right? And that's what that was. And that was in that time. He was 60 years old. He was born in 1949. So that was 65, about, right? 64, summer 64. I don't mark those things down. I shouldn't really write it down. But that's and we saw that. And they said it wasn't true. It was a meteor that fell. And I think it's not, because it's. Meteor would not be one piece long like that, like a round circular thing, you know. So, and I know the sky lit up. That it was from night, it came to daylight and went back to night. And we live not. It was here in Dixie. If you really look it up on a map, we were walking from Dixie and Dundas Street here, and this where we live, and this number 5 highway and Dixie Road. And we were just coming across the field because there was no houses built here, because we were the first ones that moved in this area more or less. And that's when it happened. And my children were small. And I thought I'd let you know, because I found your letter very interesting. I was frightened once. I was only frightened that time when I saw that thing that lit up the sky. And I thought of my right away. Came to my mind. Came my son in Drumble so far away. My husband is Sault Ste. Marie, because he was working in new homes in Sault Ste. Marie up on the hill. And I thought, oh, my God. Now what's going to happen to us? But that's what made the first thing. But my daughter, the oldest one, she was young then, because she was old. And she must be about 10, maybe. No, yeah, about there, because they were close together. And she says, Mom, I thought it was the end of the world, you know. And that's a funny thing, too. It's an awful feeling. I was really frightened, but I didn't want them to know, because I didn't want to frighten them more than what they were, right? I know we all held hands as we were walking in a way, but... It's the point that we stopped, right? And it didn't take long to disappear. I mean, it just flew like a plane flies, right? But it just was the treetop level. If you see the trees here, it was just a treetop level. Because you see the trees, to find between the trees, right? So there was no trees there, but on this side there was trees. So that was just the level of the trees. And it just went right across, and then it just... They didn't see no more. And they say it landed in Barrie. That's what they were saying, if you remember. I don't know if you'll remember, if you were interested. And no story came out of that story. Nobody came out. Nobody was allowed to go there, and nobody knows anything. I know. Okay?